Hey guys, this is Danielle from Danielle's SOS Bookkeeping. Thanks for tuning in to our Mom Accountant Talk podcast today. Our topic today is 9 tax tips for single parents. Raising a child on your own is a big job. Managing a family is a lot of work. So when it comes to your tax bills, there's a few ways the Canada Revenue Agency helps out with these expenses. We know it takes a village, so we're here helping out with a couple of tax tips that are sure to come in handy when you're flying solo with kids. Make sure your child is an eligible dependent before you claim them. Single parents are allowed to claim the amount for an eligible dependent, sometimes referred to as an equivalent to spouse, for one of their children. To qualify for this, you have to support your child in a dwelling that you live in and maintain. Claim your kids as dependents when you share custody. If there are 2 children and the parents share joint custody, then each parent can claim the equivalent for one of their children. But, unfortunately, if you pay child support, you can't claim this credit. Register for the Canada Child Benefit. This benefit amount is a monthly payment and is intended to help out with the cost of raising a child. It's calculated by your household income level, so the amount you can receive depends on your earnings. In joint custody situations, the benefits can be split, and each parent gets 50% of what they would have received if they were the only caregiver. Report what you pay or receive for child support. If your divorce or separation agreement is dated after May 1, 1997, then child support payments are neither taxable nor deductible, but you do need to report them on your tax return. Claim your child care costs. Child care expenses add up fast, but you can ease the pain by claiming them on your tax return. To do this right, you need to have receipts from your daycare or babysitter. If you happen to be paying a family member to look after your children, you can claim these costs too as long as they are 18 or over and provide a receipt with their SIN number on it. Just remind your helpful family member that they'll also need to report this income on their tax return. This is one of those topics that, this is one of the points in the conversation that I go over a little bit more strongly here. I personally do, books and accounting for lots of day home moms, lots and lots and lots of them. So day home moms, unfortunately, this is something that you guys really, really need to pay attention to, because you are legally required to hand over a receipt to your parents that shows your full name, your address, and your SIN number. I know people get really sketchy about handing out their SIN number, but it's mandatory given your job, okay? So make sure that you do that, and don't be crass with a family that comes to you and asks for that if you haven't been doing it in the past. It's definitely going to make their lives a lot more difficult if you don't provide it, and they will really appreciate it if you just jump on board. Keep the CRA in the loop if your living arrangements change. If you decide to move in with the other parent of your child, you're considered common law for tax purposes right away. If you move in with someone else, you're only considered common law after you've lived together for a year. If you get married or become common law, you should report this change to the CRA. You can do this online using an RC65 form, or contact me and I'm happy to help you do that. Changes to your marital status include common law changes, which will probably affect your claim amounts as well as your eligibility for the Canada Child Benefit, as this is based on household income. Claim your child as a dependent if they still need your help after 18. Most of the time, once your child turns 18, they're no longer considered a dependent for tax purposes, even if you continue to support them. But there is an exception. If your child is 18 or older and is unwell or needs special attention, you can still claim them as a dependent. Whether you have one child or a house full of kids, single parenting is a balancing act. Using helpful tax credits and deductions is a small way to lighten the load. Ask your children about their tuition or education credits. If your child is getting a post-secondary education, you may be able to have them provide you with unused tuition and education credits if they can bring their tax bill to zero without them. They can transfer these credits to you even if they are older than 18. Whether you have one child or a house full of children, this is going to be one of those big tax credits that, if you qualify for it, is going to make a big difference in your bottom line. So, those are a couple of my quick and dirty tax tips on being a parent and things that are going to make your lives a lot easier for taxes. If you guys have questions or you have other tips or tricks that work for you, or if you can think of anything I'm forgetting, please, of course, as always, send us a message, record us a voice recording so that we can pop it into a future episode. We want to hear your thoughts. And if you're looking for something more personalized, of course, give me a shout. You can visit our website at www.DanielleSOSBookkeeping.com. Thanks. Bye-bye.